Welcome to Commissioner's Court. So glad that you're all here today. As we begin, I've asked John Holliday, you can refer to him as Doc Holliday, who is going to come. He is the Minister of Music at North Shore Church, and he's going to come and do our opening prayer, and then he has a song that he's going to sing some verses of for us. Would you do that, Doc?
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for such a great day you've given us. And we just ask your protection over our leaders here in our county, our leaders in our state, and our national leaders. We ask that you bless them and keep them safe. We thank you, O God, for our county right here to protect the people in their homes, protect the people that have to go to their jobs through this coronavirus. God, it's devastating, and it's really crippled our country. We ask your blessings on each and every family that are here, each and every family that's out in other parts of the country that's going through this devastating virus. And God, we know that you have everything under control, and we're so glad and so grateful that you spared us, that you give us our life, our health, and our strength this morning. Continue to bless us, oh God, through this day, and we ask you that continue to keep us safe. Continue to keep us at peace of mind. And we just give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we'll say our pledges, and Doc, as soon as we're done,
yes,
saying the pledges, we'll be seated and you can sing.
All right.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all. You may be seated.
We're under grace right now. I just feel like God's grace is over us right now. And I'd just like to sing Amazing Grace. I hope that it encourages us to know how grateful we are and how grateful we can be during this time and know that God is watching over us and taking care of us and keeping us through all of this. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious is that grace appear, the hour I first believe, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a sun, we'd no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Amazing grace,
the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God bless you.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Doc. All right, let the record reflect that all are present here today. Do I have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda, please?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, are there any citizens here that would like to comment either on our consent agenda or on a regular agenda? All right, if there are none, then let's move forward. Proclamations, resolutions, and presentations.
This is National Crime Victims Rights Week. This year's theme is Seek Justice, Ensure Victims' Rights, Inspire Hope, which celebrates the progress made by those before us as we look for the future of crime victim services that is even more inclusive, accessible, and trauma-informed. During National Crimes Victims Week, we renew our commitment to supporting victims as they heal from suffering and rebuild their lives. The District Attorney's Office is asking that you proclaim the week of April 19th through 25th as Crime Victims Rights Week.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from March 12th, 17th, both B and C, and also March 14th?
Move.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion?
March
24th, excuse me. Correct, not March 14th, March 24th. Let's redo that motion if we would. Do you have a motion? One more time.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. We go to our consent agenda. Are there amendments to the consent agenda that you'd like to include? Are there any? If not, I have one. If you would look on page 6, about mid-page. The Precinct 2 should be changed to Precinct 4. Precinct 2 should be changed to Precinct 4 so that items 2 and 3 are both Precinct 4. You'll appreciate that, Commissioner Metz. Okay?
Yeah, I've been trying to take care of him long enough.
I do appreciate it.
There you go. And also, on our open agenda, on page 8, I would like to move from the open agenda, item 13A, to the consent agenda, because questions that came up from that last time have been resolved, and we just need to go ahead and vote on it. So if we can move that from open agenda to item 13A from open to close. Do I have a motion, if there are no other amendments, to accept the consent agenda as amended?
I move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
And these issues with the audit department, I mean with the Treasury Department and the audit report have been corrected?
Yes, sir.
And it's reflected in this agenda?
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Let's move to our open agenda, if we may. County Judge Amy, if you would take that, please.
Sorry. We just have a resolution in order memorializing what we did at our special session for the payroll.
All right.
We'd ask that you approve that.
Thank you. Have a motion to approve.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Risk management.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
12A, consider and approve COVID-19 addendum number 1 to the third amended medical plan document. That's
Move.
Going to allow...
Sorry. There a second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, go ahead and tell us.
Oh, hold on. Do we have a second? We've already got a motion. A second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. Now, okay. What's in that?
It's going to allow for 100% testing under the medical plan for COVID-19. It also allows for treatment under the same conditions as other medical conditions under the medical plan, and it's going to allow for telemedicine visits under the medical plan, and that will assist us on our stay-at-home orders and be able to still have our medical visits.
Right, and the effective date of this is going to be March 12th so that we cover people who are tested between March 12th, the date of your initial disaster declaration.
Okay, which is, that will be included in the record of the motion. Okay, good.
Perfect.
All right.
Ginger,
thank
are we
you.
Testing here?
Yes.
Are we testing in our clinic?
If they have certain symptoms that would require testing, then they will send them out for testing from the wellness center.
And we have plenty?
We
don't know.
It's limited. It's limited right now.
Okay.
We're waiting on a supply.
Okay.
All right. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item B.
B is consider and approve Transamerica client authorization form related to the Montgomery County Deferred Compensation Plan pursuant to applicable provisions of the CARES Act. Authorize the Director of Risk Management to execute said form and complete any and all required formalities in the furtherance of same. This is going to allow for distributions for any employee that has been impacted by COVID-19.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Opposed? Is there any penalty associated?
They will have to shut down their deductions for a year because these are considered hardship type allowances under our
decision. We should amend our plan document to allow for that. We should not penalize people who may need to take a withdrawal for unforeseen circumstances. I'd like for you to work with our TPA or our attorneys, who I don't know who keeps our plan document in compliance, but we should look at amending that and making that change.
I think we can already do that, can't we, Ginger? Can't you pull it with an emergency?
You can get an unforeseeable emergency distribution right now, but if you do, it does shut down your deductions through payroll for a year.
And that's what I'd like to see changed, is at least look at that.
And the reasoning behind that is it's set up under hardship, and we're working based on a hardship, then that person would be economically not able to possibly take those deductions through payroll for a while.
We believe there's a few other slight minor changes that we'll be bringing to the court at a later date.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Amy.
For today, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
And that does allow for January through December for the year 2020 under those distributions.
We got it.
Thank you. All right. County Auditor.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
Sir. Item 14A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
All right. Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Rakesh.
Thank you.
Grants.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please consider and approve the Heavy Trash Day grant application to HGAC in the amount of $50,300, no match required. Authorize Rebecca Ansley to submit grant electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move. Have a motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Hey, Beck, I don't know if I can ask you this or not, but have you heard anything about our compactors? Are they going to allow...
We got an email from HGAC. We don't have our contract yet, but they're saying we do have a contract. It just hasn't come to us yet, and that we are able to buy the compactors, but
I'd
like to see the contract first before we do that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. If you would, if we can, move on to Commissioner's Precinct 2. Consider, discuss, take appropriate action regarding funding for aid connected to COVID-19.
Where's Darren? Wasn't somebody helping us look into who was needing some help, or who we might be able to try to help with?
Yeah, because I'd like to do some. I'd like to follow Commissioner Metz's lead with CAC. I don't know if we can do that this morning or if we need to put it on the agenda or Amanda can do a budget amendment.
I do know that Meals on Wheels is they're needing funds to buy food. I know that. And they're also needing manpower. I did get something from Darren now that I think about it. It said something about they were trying to get the National Guard to help with some manpower. I don't know if that ever happened or not.
It has
Does anybody know?
The request has been put in, but it hasn't happened yet. So.
Could you identify yourself, please? Jason Millsap.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
I'm unfamiliar with the specifics of the request that you gave to Darren. I didn't copy it on that email, but Darren's unavailable this morning. He's doing a walkthrough at a testing facility for us, so hoping to have a new testing site up here shortly. So.
Would you like to defer this? Or
no, I need to. We need to figure out what we can and can't do.
Meals on Wheels, as you said, they are in a funding crisis. I believe one of their fundraisers has been canceled and put off during this time.
Well,
and that's pretty critical.
I think all the nonprofits, all of their fundraising efforts have been
definitely hampered.
Called
yeah.
out. You want to put a little money out of our budget into Meals on Wheels and CAC?
We meet in 2 weeks. We got another court.
We have court in 2 weeks. You can go ahead and authorize the budget amendment. We can work with the organization that you would like to fund to get the money in the hands of that organization if you want. Today, it's properly noticed, so you can take action today if you're so inclined, or we can bring it back in 2 weeks and have a resolution and a contract with that agency.
And you could also, if you're not sure the amount, we could always do a not to exceed, right? So you could do a not to exceed $100,000. We could get with Darren and see what their actual need is. If the need's $35,000, then we do the budget amendment.
It's Meals on Wheels. It's
Week we also gave Crisis Assistance Center.
Crisis Assistance.
That's who Metz.
Correct.
Commissioner Metz gave Crisis Assistance Center.
I'm also looking at SOS over in my precinct.
Okay.
I don't know whether they get their some of their funding from CBDG.
CDBG.
And then they get some from Meals on Wheels, too, I think. So
okay.
I'm working with those guys, too. Can I give directly to them out of my budget, SOS, or does it need to go through Meals on Wheels?
So the way we, Commissioner Metz, the way we did that was the county already had a contract directly with Crisis Assistance Center, and we amended that contract to allow for that. So we would need a new contract if we're not currently in a direct
with SOS.
We don't have a direct relation. The county doesn't have a contract with SOS at this point.
Okay.
We would need to do that.
That wouldn't be hard to do, though.
No, it would be a public assistance contract similar to the ones we do for the other agencies.
For our court, how far can we take this here without having the dollar amount and not sure of actually who we're going to do this with?
So we can, right now it says consider, discuss, and take appropriate action. So if Commissioner Riley would like to designate funds, if he would like to direct the county attorney to enter into a contract, whatever the court would like to do with respect to funding these agencies, I think it's appropriately noticed.
I want to do a not to exceed $50,000 out of my budget, and I want to work with SOS, Meals on Wheels, and
CAC.
I'll have to get with you later to figure out who else we can work with. It's $50,000.
Okay. So the motion would be to approve. I want to make sure that I say this right. The motion would be to approve a transfer from Commissioner Riley's budget to certain agencies, including SOS, Meals on Wheels.
Crisis Center,
not to exceed $50,000.
Somebody though, there's somebody else that I'm forgetting.
Or as he shall designate.
That's even better. That's even better.
As who shall designate that?
As the designated by
in our annual budget.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When y'all get through with Charlie, I got one.
I think we need to bring it back. I think if we don't talk about where the funds are going directly in this, we would need to bring it back at the next court.
I'm sorry.
Say that again.
I would think we need to specifically at least state the entities and a not to exceed amount today or bring it back at the next court if there are other ones you'd like to include. roof. Do you know of any other ones?
Okay. Look, I want to go $75,000, not to exceed $75,000.
Yes, sir.
I want Meals on Wheels, SOS, and Youth Services.
Okay.
And then you're going to do...
Yeah, whenever y'all get through, I got one.
Okay, so... SOS doesn't have a contract. We would need to get a contract in the next 2 weeks before.
Can you make that happen?
We can.
Okay.
And authorize Commissioner Riley to enter into a contract prior to funds being distributed.
Now, will that expire when this is over? How do we do that?
We're going to have a one-time payment.
Okay. Yes.
So it would be a contract as if the court is so inclined to approve a contract drafted by the county attorney's office, approved by Commissioner Riley, authorized by Commissioner Riley and the court. To make that happen in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Do we have now to make this motion? Commissioner Metter also has an item that he wants to discuss under this topic. Do we need to include both of these in one motion?
No.
Okay.
I would like them separate if
All
that's
right.
possible.
Then is there a motion to approve this?
I'll move.
Second. Okay. Is there any discussion more? All in favor?
Is there a second?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, got it.
All in favor?
You can't hear me with my mask.
I know.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Please note that Commissioner Nowak was not present for that vote.
Okay.
All right.
Commissioner Riley, we'll get with you and Bruce to accomplish it.
Commissioner Metter.
Okay. I'd like to do the same, pretty much the same thing that Commissioner Riley's doing, except... the entities that I would like to do something with, I think we have contracts with all four of them.
Okay.
$25,000 to each, which is CAC, Meals on Wheels, Youth Service, and Angel Ministries.
All right.
Do we have Angel
Ministries? I don't know if we have Angel.
Angel Ministries.
I don't think we have a direct contract between the county and Angel Ministries.
Well, maybe it's under
through. It may be through. It may be through another funding organization.
I think it
like
is.
CDBG.
It's CDBG.
I believe it's through a CDBG
so
grant.
We would need a new contract with the county.
Can we do that, please?
We can, and we can authorize Commissioner Metter to execute the agreement, and then the funding not to exceed... $100,000
comes out of my budget.
Out of Commissioner Metter's budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this goes without saying, this is for COVID relief
right.
on all
yeah.
this. So when I draft the agreements, I'll make it clear that that's what we expect the money to be used for.
That's what it's noted as, too.
Okay.
What it's noticed as. All right.
Do we need a motion on that?
We have a motion.
We do.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
And we'll work on getting those contracts, and then we'll bring them back to be accepted at the next court.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As we can move now to our executive session, the court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. Thank you, and we will be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to reconvene.
Evan.
No action from...
All right, there's no action. Do we have any citizens, as we're heading down towards our closure, any citizens who'd like to comment, any items on the agenda or anything else? If there are none, do we have a motion to close?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Hey, that was exactly an hour.
Stay safe. Stay safe.